Local Matters brings you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how David Glenn acquired Coaster Stone, the original absorbent stone coaster. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. Find local at IndianaOwned.com.
David Glenn, thank you so much for joining us on Local Matters.
Thanks, Mel. Happy to be here.
Happy birthday, by the way. Sorry, we're not throwing that
in there. Thank you. Thank you.
I won't ask you how old you are, but
yeah. Okay. Good. Good. I appreciate that.
Well, it's good to see you online. Normally, we're in person.
I was going to say, I'm sorry we're not in person. It's usually a long walk to come say hi to you, but. Taking care of some things outside the office today.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with Coaster Stone, our office, the world headquarters of Indiana Owned and Indiana.Gifts, is in the Coaster Stone building on the northwest side of Indianapolis, southwest side of Carmel, in that area. So normally David and I see each other every single day, but on the day we scheduled to record this podcast, which also happens to be his birthday, he is not here today, but that's okay. That's okay. This works out great too. It works out great too. And we're still going to have a fantastic conversation because I think your business and all the other businesses you also have are, it's really interesting. And I enjoy getting business advice from you kind of, day to day and bouncing questions off you. And for those that aren't familiar with Coaster Stone, tell us exactly what that is and kind of where your coasters can be found.
Sure. So Coaster Stone, we produce absorbent stone coasters. When I say coasters, we're not talking about roller coasters. We are talking about drink coasters that most likely your grandma should have been telling you to use on the glass table or wood table to keep it clean. But so the uniqueness of our coasters are they are absorbent. Starting back in 1983, they actually used to mine the stone from Bedford. A quarry's in Bedford, Indiana. So it's always been in Indiana, but they spilled some martini. Story is they spilled some martinis on the, on some of the rock and it kind of absorbed it. So that's kind of how Coaster Stone started. And then we're just the leader in the industry, bring it to market in both the retail as well as promotional products industries. But on the retail side, we're in every type of business. First of all, we say, who needs a coaster? Well, everybody needs a coaster. But we're never a retail store. The small mom and pop shops, your local Ace Hardwares, your gift shops, your souvenir shops. Then we're all in stores all the way up to, your amusement parks and, some, larger chains like Wild Birds Unlimited. They're locally owned, locally operated, but it's a national brand. So we're at everything in between, and it's kind of fun working and hearing their stories as well.
And your coasters, I mean, they're all different kinds of designs. It's not just like, oh, here's one coaster and this is what you see everywhere.
Correct. I always forget that piece, but yeah, we license the artwork on most of our coasters from artists all over the world. It's not just in the U.S. We pay royalties to them, and we get to, show off their, their achievements. And it also looks great, in your home. If you have a beach home, Paul Brent's one of our large beach themed artists, you probably have a mural on your wall, with Paul Brent stuff. And now you have a coaster to match. So it kind of stays with the theme, but, we're supporting these other artists, both big and small, deceased and living through the sales of our coasters.
And what are the other businesses that you own as well?
Oh man. So we have a candy company it's called the Mint Box, themintbox.com. And we're providing, we're repackaging candy and private labeling it for your event. So if you're getting married, if you have a new baby, bar bat mitzvahs, retirement party, it's just kind of a sweet treat that you could use. We also recently acquired a company. We're doing drinkware with mugs and stainless steel bottles, journals, composition books, playing cards. And again, all of those products are also using licensed artwork from artists across the across the globe, for them to benefit. And then we also have a company, we do order fulfillment for companies that may not be, they're not large enough to have their own warehouse and their own fulfillment. But we're able to, we're able to offer that service to them to make it more, to make them, give them more success in what they're doing.
Now, when you were little, I mean, did you see yourself owning a coaster company when you grew up? Did you see yourself in the promotional products business? I mean, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I always knew I wanted to be in business. My dad was in business, so I, kind of watched him, and he actually worked and then owned a toy company. So I used to, see the latest and greatest toys before the markets did. So, I mean, even look at now slap bracelets, those kids, my kids think they're cool. Well, I had them when they first came out. I was in elementary school or middle school, and I was selling them in school. Now, kids, don't try that at home. I mean, I'd get in trouble all the time, but I was always selling. I was, and it wasn't always about making money. It was just the thrill of buying and selling and, making those offerings. So I've always had that business mindset.
So how did you come to own Coaster Stone?
So my mother-in-law retired from her job. We hosted a retirement party, and just in conversation of my sister-in-law's father-in-law. So follow that one.
I'll draw sister-in-law's a flow chart. Father-in-law. Okay.
Yes. He was just telling us about this great company that, this was 2009. So, that closed up in 2008, that recession. Great company, just needed some new life, new energy. And I was able to make an offer on the assets to bring it back to life. I had the experience and exposure to, promotional products, importing, distribution, customer service. And, I just needed to figure out the manufacturing piece, but the rest is history.
So, David, what motivates you to keep these businesses going?
It's really the people. I know that you say that, I say this all the time and people probably say I'm full of it, but it's really the people. When I bought the company, we had 4 employees. Now we're pushing 45. And it's the people, it's the family. It's something my dad instilled with me. It's like, you take care of the people and, you'll be okay. And, it's the people. We're feeding people, we're putting food on their tables. We've had several employees, their kids come and work on the, during the summer, or, when they're in school, then they're, now they're getting married, they're having babies, all this has happened in the last, 12 years. So it's the people we're working with, keeping them employed and just, learning new things, meeting new people, seeing new, new products. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
Well, I think what's crazy is the family business part, bringing your family into, because you've had, your brother works here, your sister's worked here. I feel like your dad still thinks he works here sometimes.
Yeah, he stops in every once in a while, but no, he does not work there. My sister was there. I mean, she was a big part of, getting me from 4 to 45. She's moved on to new opportunities, providing a job for my brother, is important to me. I mean, as he's got a disability and, most places would have fired him 10 times by now. But he's part of the Coaster Stone family. Everybody understands. Be able to see him every day is really really nice. Be able to do.
And he misses when you're not here, by the way. He misses
yes,
you
yes,
a lot.
Yes.
I know that I've because he comes to my office and comes and visits me instead. So if you've been to any of our events, you've probably met David's brother, Jason. He's always wearing that Indiana owned t-shirt, or I guess it was Indiana Originals then, wearing that t-shirt with pride. So you've probably, if you've been to any events that we've been at, you've more than likely met Jason. So
yes, he's a big fan of Mel's, and always there to greet and help wherever she needs.
Coming up, the challenges and successes David has had along the way and what he wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters. Local Matters is brought to you by IndianaOwned.com. If you're looking for local, find it now at IndianaOwned.com. That's where you can find our businesses. You can find David's business. You can find every business you've ever heard on this podcast right there. We want you to know that supporting local isn't just cool. It is vital for healthy, strong communities. And that's how we create jobs here in Indiana. So if you want to learn more about why local matters, head to IndianaOwned.com. And while you're there, also click the shop button and go over to our sister company, Indiana.Gifts, which, full disclosure, David does with me. I just want to throw that out there. David, are you here? Are you listening?
I'm here.
I'm trying to run it without you. I'm not as great at the packaging and the shipping as you are, but we're making do when you're out. So just want to throw that out there.
You got this. Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with Indiana.Gifts, David and I wanted to do something to help our fellow business owners. This was right when the pandemic started. We had a lot of Indiana-owned members that lost their retail outlets, and David and I wanted to find a way to help them. So we put our heads together. The domain Indiana.Gifts was available, and before we knew it, our website was up and running. So when you go to that website, when you make a purchase, you are supporting an Indiana-owned company, because we only sell products made by Indiana-owned companies. So we have quite a variety of on there. We have candles, we have soap, we have coffee, we have scarves. You can find a gift for someone else or a gift for yourself. And to thank you for shopping with us, use the code LOCAL21 at checkout, and we'll give you 10% off. David, I didn't tell you we're doing that, but that's what we're doing.
No problem. I trust you.
I'm glad. Learn more about Indiana Owned at IndianaOwned.com and learn more about Indiana.Gifts at Indiana.Gifts. We've been chatting with David Glenn, who acquired Coaster Stone in 2009. David, what's been the hardest part about being a business owner?
Ooh, is that a question for today, for 2 years ago, or 5 years ago?
You tell me.
You know, every day brings a new challenge. And I think you talk to every business owner you've talked to, every day is a new challenge. But I think the largest challenge is, keeping your name out in front of people and coming up with something new, new content, for me, new products, new designs. We spend a lot of time, put a lot of resources into product development. It's not as easy. Many people go into a souvenir shop or a retail store and they see products and they go, oh, great, and they buy it. Well, it took a lot to get from concept to that store and for everybody in between. So, I think that's been the largest challenge. It will always be the largest challenge. For us.
What is something you would do differently knowing what you know now?
Oh man,
just one thing.
I have no regrets. There's nothing I would change. I've learned so much and met so many amazing people and store owners, and employees. I wouldn't change anything because I might've missed an opportunity. I mean, what if I missed you? What if we didn't have that conversation that one day at that one event, we would be in different places now.
It's hard to believe my office has been in your building for like going on 3 years.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And we had the conversation for 3 years prior to that.
Sometimes I'm stubborn, David. Sometimes I'm stubborn. Yeah. What is the most rewarding part about owning your own business?
The biggest, besides the people, it gives me the flexibility to do things, in the community. I've been out of the office a lot lately, medical leave, but I've also been able to spend time doing stuff at the kids' school, working with the fire department. They did a leisure program for, local students. So, you know, being a business owner, I'm able to, you know, offer my services, offer my time, you know, financially, provide guidance. You know, I'm on the board of directors for ICANN. You know, it gives me the flexibility and the ability to make an impact on our local community while also, you know, taking care of our employees and customers.
What would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Be ready for some hard work. You know, you got to make some hard decisions. You know, it's not as glamorous. You know, a lot of people think if you own a business, you're driving a fancy car, living in a huge house, and going on long vacations. You know, prior to July of this year, I hadn't left left my house for 18 months, no vacations. You know, I didn't have a paycheck all of last year. You know, there's a lot of sacrifices you have to make. But as long as you have a good support system to do that, I mean, make sure you tell your spouse, your partner that you're going to make a decision like that. But as long as you have their buy-in and you're ready to put the hard work in, and you've got the vision, then you can make it work. It's a fun journey. You just got to be ready for the work.
David, why does supporting local and being known as Indiana owned matter to you?
It's the community we live in. I've always lived in Indiana, and I think, if you support the people around you, you'll gain that support, not today, not tomorrow. It could be a month, could be a year, could be for my kids, but it's important to support the community that you live in, provide the jobs, provide your time, your expertise, being an Indiana owned member, gives me that opportunity, connects me with, people in different parts of the state. You know, I'm in Carmel, just north of Indianapolis. I meet with people in Noblesville, Westfield, but I don't really meet with people in Bedford. But, you know, connecting with Indiana owned, I'm able to connect with them, on the website or full disclosure, I'll shoot Mel a text, say, "Hey, Mel, I know you talked about this person last week. Can you give me their information or connect me?" It just gives a good community. And then, also an opportunity for me to help somebody, somebody who might be starting out in business. I can help them not make mistakes that I've made. It just kind of creates a good community.
Besides IndianaOwned.com, where can we find out more about you and how can we support your business?
We always have coasterstone.com, but I'd love for you to visit our retailers. Wild Birds Unlimited, is a big supporter of ours in the community. There's many artists in the community that have, All Things Carmel has our products, but anywhere that has our products, I'd rather you go to, go support them, see what they have of Coasterstone as well as other products that are also made in Indiana.
David Glenn, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters, and thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you, Mel, and thank you for everything you're doing for all of the Indiana community and local businesses.
Appreciate you
having me here.
I'm trying. And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Owned and Indiana.Gifts. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana-owned businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOwned.com. And if you are an Indiana business owner, join our community at IndianaOwned.com/apply. I'm Mel McMahon. And until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Owned, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Find local now at IndianaOwned.com.